Welcome to episode 32 of School Improvement. This is Mark Westerberg. I took a little bit of time off in the summer to enjoy that, but I hope your school years are starting well. This is episode 32, and today we're going to talk about the exciting world of school books and having parents wanting them banned or not ban anything. So today's about book policies and what to do with those books in your district. So let's start with a given. Our job is to not ban, encourage, or do anything with literature other than use it to teach our students how to read, interpret what they read, and use that reading to help them gain knowledge. Every state is dealing with people who want to ban books and folks who want to bring in books that have no educational value and have a slanted opinion about what's okay. And the problem for schools is we need to try and land in the middle somewhere. We are not in the job of teaching ethnicity, gender, race, religion, political views. We're in the business of teaching kids how to read, write, think for themselves, and do things academically and take CTE classes and provide them with the opportunities to move on to the next level of their life. Our job is not to educate on ethics and morals and values and gender and race and religion and injustice. That is not our job. We'll never do it well, and we'll never please anybody. So what happens most often to us in schools is a teacher has a book or a student reads a book that they share with others, and it becomes a conversation piece in the hallway or, unfortunately, a lot of times in classrooms. Once the discussion hits, now the teacher has a issue to deal with. Do I just say we're not talking about that? Do I try and dissuade them from making political statements? Where do I go with that when it happens in my classroom? The best advice I can give a teacher is to remember we stay in the middle on positions. If it is not a topic that you deal with in your class. For example, if I'm in a social studies class and there's something about a historical issue or anything like that, I want to keep it on task and I want to have the conversation shut down and say, if you have questions, we can meet privately or ask someone else. Try and keep those conversations out of your classroom. They're unproductive and they're going to lead you astray. And you will undoubtedly be quoted saying something that is misquoted. So let's talk about books. There are three levels of books in a school. The first level of book is one that every child has to read, and they get graded on that reading either through a report or some type of work. If every student has to have that book and has to read that book, it has the highest level of scrutiny for us as a school district. The second level of book would be a book that is a group of books that a student has to pick one of those to use and then is graded somehow in that. And the third level of book is just a free read book where they choose to pick up a book and read it. Sometimes in the library, sometimes teachers have their own library in their classroom, and they allow students to check out books. In my situation, my most problematic books are obviously ones I don't even know about because the teacher has them in a free read section where students can check them out and take them home. Well, those can be problematic if you don't know what they are, and they can be problematic after a student reads it, not prior to, because generally those book titles aren't published out. Students just bring them home, and then things go a little south from that point on. So let's talk about libraries. Secondary libraries tend to be reference libraries, where the bulk of the material, 70-80%, is probably reference-oriented. In the elementary, it's just the opposite. So if you're going to have issues with library books, generally speaking, in the elementary, you'll have a lot of issues because that's where the books go, as a non-reference library free read. In the secondary, as you know, most secondary libraries are getting seldom used and can be getting smaller. But when they do have free reads in the secondary, it tends to come from teachers' classrooms, not from the library. However, all these books that get questioned are easily found in any public library in any community. So even if you ban a book at your district, which is going to have to be a book that is really out there, it's available at the public library. So it's really an interesting phenomenon going on. So here comes the advice part of the podcast. The first thing I would do, especially in secondary, is to get a list of books that teachers use as free read and make sure you have a list of those books. In the elementary, you're going to need to do the same thing, although it could be really problematic because elementary teachers tend to have 100+ or more books for kids to check out. In the secondary, it's generally language arts and some social studies where you'll find those free read books that the teachers let kids check out. I would get a listing of what those books are so you at least have an idea of what they are, and the teacher has some accountability of letting somebody know that these books are being used. The next piece of advice is, can we stop using To Kill a Mockingbird and Huck Finn in our school classrooms as required reading? We know that they use the N-word in these books 100 times. Why do we do that to ourselves? This is 2023. Yes, you can say it was written historically and it's historically accurate for the date and time. Well, we're not in that date and time anymore. And kids love to hear the teacher try to figure out what they're going to do when the word appears. That's not the goal of language arts, is to teach the culture from 200 years ago. It's really important that we stop doing those things to ourselves. There's plenty of good books out there that you try and sort and separate out into something that is the least as politically correct as you can get. Don't bring a problem into your classroom because you think it's classic American literature. Classic American literature has one normal theme. When high school boys get classic American literature, they always ask the question, oh, who dies in this book? We need to get a little more creative in what we read and what we do with high school literature. In fact, the best avenue to take is short stories, so you're not caught up in a long novel that kids don't like and getting cliff notes for it or watching a movie. It's really time we look at that a little bit differently. The issue with having a policy, the policy really needs to be one that is non-appealable. So it can't go beyond the committee's recommendation. There's no school board approval. It is a policy where a committee reviews the book and makes recommendations. The most important thing is we're not in the business of banning books. The important thing is to figure out what is the place where it's located. Is it something everybody's required to read, because then it would have a higher level of scrutiny? Is it involved in a student's grade in any way? If it is, it has a higher scrutiny than just a free read. Next is it age appropriate? And there are many websites you can go to figure out the age level. The next is to look at, say, if you review a book, Are there notes you put with the book that this book requires pre and post instruction instead of just a free read and a cold read? Obviously, that's going to work for some books. And there may be a set of books that need parental permission to check out. Those can easily be done without banning a book. That's what you want to avoid, because once you do one, they're going to expect that you do a lot of them. And so my advice is to put it through scrutiny, have a form that parents can check off to say, I want this book to be reviewed by a committee, allow your superintendent or your curriculum specialist to get a group of people together who can be knowledgeable based on the grade level, make a recommendation, and then put it out and say, this book is reviewed and this is what we're going to do with it. Unless a book has extremely vulgar, violent, or is totally inappropriate, you want to be careful not to ban many books. Like I said, once you do one, you've opened the floodgates. Some important things to remember also. Standardized tests do not use classic American literature passages, nor do they do Shakespeare passages. They do that because if they were used, they are skewed in nature and hard to read. So remember, these books that get critiqued sometimes are in that category and don't need to be used. They could be free reads, but they don't have to be used by everybody. Also, one of the important things to know is that if you have a policy that allows a parent to have that book not used with their child, you always have an opportunity to say, we're still going to use it, but we will have a policy that the teacher will give your child an alternate assignment. As long as you have that in there, you always have an out. There are very few parents who are going to contest books. It is not the majority. It's a vocal minority. The final thought to remember is to look at the community in which you live in. I am in a small rural community in southern Minnesota. We are very different from Minneapolis, and the level of scrutiny is much more right-wing here, which it should be. That is the community. We are a community school. Remember, when you review books, it isn't what you think personally. It's, does it have an educational value? What grade level is it at? Should there be instructional notes that go with the book? Should there be a parental permission if the book is used? And the most scrutinized material you have is the one that a student has a grade attached to. If there's a grade attached to it, make sure you give the parent an out that says the teacher can give them an alternate assignment. But this issue is not going to go away. If you haven't had it in your district, you will soon. I hope this episode gave you a little thought onto how to deal with the book problem. I know that in my district, we have a policy that's going to go for its third read. And we're going to put it into place and probably end up having to make some changes in it as we go. But we at least need to be proactive and have a way to review a book that a parent contests. And the way to review a book is not at a school board meeting. It's to have a policy in place to take care of it. Thanks for listening. I hope you're off to a great school year. And please stay tuned and pass this on to others. There'll be a lot more episodes coming throughout the year. This is Mark Westerberg with episode 32 of School Improvement.